This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1894. You're like a sister to me. Go beyond family textbook English vocabulary.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. In your textbook, you learned the basics like father, mother, brother, sister, or cousin. But today, we'll show you how to take your family vocabulary to the next level to really show people what they mean to you in English. Listen in today.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Michelle, how's it going?
Hey, Lindsay. Good. How are you?
I am great. I have a question for you.
All right. What's the question?
All right. Would you say that you're close to your family?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. So, yeah, I would say I am too. You know, I kind of wax and wane on that. There are periods where I'm close to them and I call them every week. And then there are seasons where I call them once every 2 or 3 weeks. But we're pretty close overall, I would say.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, like I don't always like, for example, I don't talk to my brother on the phone all the time, but I feel very close to him. But like,
yeah,
you know, then we'll have like a really good conversation. It's mostly just like very sarcastic.
Right. You've told us before that your brother's really funny. He's always joking. Was that true when you were growing up, too? Did you guys always joke together?
Yeah. Well, and he just always like made me like just do crazy things, you know, like just like say like. Yeah, just say crazy things and whatever. I don't know. We just have like a relationship where we don't say many serious things. So it's fun.
That's awesome. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. What are we getting into today?
Well, you know, then there's, you know, the word family, it can also mean kind of what you want. Like, I don't think that your family, what is it? There's some expression that's like, oh, there's family you choose. You don't choose.
Yeah. Right. There's the family that you have by birth and then the family you choose or something.
Right. So do you have anyone who's like family to you?
Yeah, I would say I do. You know, I have people close to me, you know, close friends that I would say are like family or people that I've known my whole life.
Yeah,
and they're kind of, you know, unofficial members of the family, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Like I have, I'm sure I've talked about them before. So my two best girlfriends from growing up are Jamie and Allie.
Aww.
And like, I literally grew up with them. Like Jamie is 6 months younger than me and our moms were friends when they had us. So like, I knew her. Like, I don't remember a world without her. And like Allie too, really. So like, it's like the three of us. So, I would say
they're amazing. Like
family to me.
Yeah, that's amazing. And you guys have stayed close over the years through college, through life. Do they live near you or where do they live?
One of them lives like probably like an hour and a half away. And then one of them is back like at home in the Maryland area. So, but, you know, it's like one of those things where, you know, if I haven't seen them in a while, I mean, I spoke to both of them recently, but like, if I haven't seen them in a while, then I just like feel like a kid again.
Oh, that's awesome. So they're kind of like family to you.
They definitely
right?
are. Absolutely.
I love that. So today, what are we teaching our listeners?
Okay. Well, we're going to talk about this kind of expression to say like family to you, right? So we're going to talk about how to describe when somebody is like something to you.
Right.
So on episode 721 was the best way to talk about your best friend in English. So we spoke about the word bestie and some other phrases there. So head on over to that one as well to listen to.
Yeah, guys, go back and find that episode. You can come back to our blog, allearsenglish.com, and type 721 into the search bar. And make sure you hit follow so you don't miss any of these awesome episodes. Yeah, the word bestie, that's definitely, you know, yeah, I love that one. Very slangy, isn't it, Michelle?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So my son, sometimes I'll call him my bestie, or I would, like, even though he's my son.
Yeah.
So, but when he was a baby, he said he couldn't say bestie, so he would say Beppy.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, so even now I'll be like, you're my Beppy. Yeah.
That's cute. I love
yeah,
that.
So, well, that kind of leads into my question is, like, can you use, like, something to me, like with a family member, can you use this with your family?
Oh, well,
about your family.
Well, it's a good question, right? It depends on the words you choose. You know, if you say they're like family to me, that doesn't make sense because they are your family,
right?
Literally. But we can get more specific.
Yes, exactly. Right?
And how could we, Michelle, for our listeners?
Well, you could say something like, she's like a sister to me. Right. So again, so this is the construction we're kind of focusing on is mm-hmm. like a blank to me, like yes. family to me. Right. So yes. that's really useful, you know, for talking about people who like, you know, you wouldn't really say that like family about about your family member. But like my cousin,
right.
I'm very, very close with my cousin. Mm-hmm. So I mm-hmm. might say, oh, she's like a sister to me.
Exactly. Like, for example, my niece doesn't have any siblings, but she has cousins that I think she spends a lot of time with. Right. Mm-hmm. So they are kind of like brothers or sisters to her, even right. though they're just her cousins. Exactly the same thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. So if you get more specific, you can use it about family members to kind of change the.
Yes. Yeah, change this, like the one status. Degree closer. Right. One degree
right,
closer.
Right. 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 So and like I said, you know, I another one would be. I like the Jamie and Allie I was telling you about. I'm also very close with their mothers and some of my
that's cool.
Some of my mom's friends, not just them, but like my mom has this like a very tight knit group of friends. And honestly, I would say like, you know, I grew up with them and I would say like, oh, like they're like about one of them. I might say she's like a second mother to me.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. Like a second mother or a yeah. second father. Yeah. Right. So that's another construction you guys can use. I know for our listeners, it's super important to be able to talk about the people close to us. Right. Michelle, this is a connection skill right here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I mean, what do you think that this kind of construction, these expressions, what do you think they do?
Oh, my gosh. They give people context about who you are and
right.
you know, what matters in your life and who's in your life. Right. So they kind of they build you out as a person. You know, so sometimes at work, especially, we think we're just doing business with a business person, but we're doing business with a whole person who has a whole life and relationship. So if we know about those things a little bit, we can get more done and just have more fun, right? Enjoy that connection more, right, Michelle?
Right, right, right. I also think it can be like pretty flattering, like, you know, I thought of this like with my mom's friends. I remember recently, I saw one of my mom's friends and she said something like, oh, I'm like your second mom. That's what she said.
Oh,
and, you
yeah.
know, so she was, you know, saying that not using that construction. But I think it can be very flattering.
Flattering for you or for her when she said that?
When she
moment.
Said that to me, I felt flattered.
Okay.
Like, oh, you know, like, or yeah. Like when I because my cousin and I, like I said, we're very close and. You know, if she says to me something like, oh, like we've said it to each other, oh, you're like a sister mate to me. And to me, like that's like very flattering. Like,
yes.
I feel like, oh, that relationship is kind of elevated to,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
something close.
Yeah, because sometimes we don't know where we stand with
right.
people. We don't know
right.
how they think of us. We think, oh, it could just be another friend or another cousin, right?
Right?
But then if you can express to someone like what they mean to you, that can be really powerful, guys.
Right. Or like what you said about the context. If I'm telling you about my cousin and I'm like, oh, yeah, no,
right.
she's like, oh, we're so close. She's like a sister to me, you know?
Oh, I love that. Guys, it's so much better than just saying sister, brother, cousin, uncle, right? It's so much more. It's
yes.
showing what you really care about. Yeah,
right,
I love
right,
it.
Right, right.
I love it. It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
Okay, Michelle, what else do we need to know then?
All right. Well, so we have some other useful expressions. These are kind of silly. Lindsay, have you heard of these?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, of course I've heard this. This is kind of fun. I was thinking about this expression the other day for whatever reason.
Oh, that's funny.
Okay, guys, here it is. So this one is fun, and it's saying the same kind of idea. So the expression is brother from another mother. Brother from another mother. I feel like guys say this more than girls. Yeah. What do you think? Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't even know. These are just so ridiculous. I don't even know. Do people even say these anymore?
I don't know.
But these are like funny ones to teach.
Yeah, they're kind of fun to teach. You might hear them in songs or movies.
Yeah.
So you guys can decide if you want to use it, but you might hear it, right? What would be a sample sentence for our listeners?
Well, you could say something like, I've known him since we were in preschool. He's like my brother from another mother.
Just because it rhymes, so it's so fun to say.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Or there's another one, Lindsay. Have you heard this one?
Yeah, sister from another mister.
Exactly. So, yeah.
So, for example, Patricia is my oldest friend. Seriously, she's my sister from another mister. That's so good. And then another way, and this expression coming up now, guys, is something we can say to pull someone in, mm-hmm. right? You know, there may be someone kind of not technically in your family, right? This is someone that we have in the family that I'm in now, my family, that someone is not necessarily related by birth, right? They're not blood related, but they're a close friend and they're always included in holidays, yeah. invited to Thanksgiving. And what would you say to that person if they're not sure if they're invited to a family event?
Oh, you could say, oh, of course you can come, your family.
Exactly. Right. I love it. Of course you can join us for dinner. Your family.
Right.
So good.
Right. So I think these are really, your family is a more like, I think that one said more commonly. The other two are kind of silly, but just.
Yeah, I agree. The other two are kind of just sort of like bros kind of saying that, right?
Right. It's just a joke. Those are just funny ones, but your family you could really use. And then there's this one other one. Do you remember? I don't know if when you like you used this, but there was Lilas. Do you remember that?
No, I think I might have missed the era of this.
Oh, this was mostly written out in like yearbooks.
Oh, no, I missed that. Oh, my gosh. No.
Yeah. So it stands for I love you like a sister.
Okay.
Yeah. And I remember like people used to say that to each other, like Lilas, or like just like write it out. So
oh, that's cute. Oh man, the days of yearbooks. What a funny thing, right? The last day of school, everyone gets their yearbook in American culture. This is like middle school, high school, right, Michelle?
Right.
And you go around asking your friends to sign it. Sometimes you might ask your crush to sign your yearbook, mm-hmm. or like someone you barely know to sign your yearbook.
Right.
And it was all about how much do you have signed in your yearbook? It's just so funny. It's so funny.
I know. Maybe one episode we'll do a whole thing on yearbooks.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Okay, let's do a role play for our listeners.
Let's
what are we doing
do
here?
Okay, so we are our childhood friends, and we're not going to use the silly ones.
Okay, we'll use the more real ones, right?
Yes.
All right. Here we go. Michelle, I need to ask you a favor. Can I sleep over at your house? My AC broke, and it's so hot.
Of course. Lindsay, you're like a sister to me. It's too hot to stay at your place.
Thanks, Michelle. You're family. I appreciate it. Nice.
Okay.
Okay, cool. All right, so what did we say? We used a couple of these kind of better ones. Mm-hmm. What'd you say?
Yeah, well, I said you're like a sister to me, right?
Yeah.
So you're asking me for a favor, and it's like, you know, if like, you know, somebody in your family were to ask you to stay with you, it's like, oh, well, I don't know. It depends on the family relationship. But the idea here is like, it's almost like, oh, you don't even need to ask. Like, you're like family. Just come over, you know?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then I said it too. I said, thanks, Michelle. You're family. I appreciate it. So this is nice. It's really affirming. We have to have these conversations in life, guys, because we have to understand where we stand with people.
Right. Exactly. So I think it's good for like elevating the relationship, showing somebody like how much you care, or telling somebody else, like illustrating explaining your relationship with a person to someone who's not in that relationship. You're telling a story, right? Like, so instead of just saying like, oh yeah, like my cousin Jane, you know, mm-hmm. like my cousin Jane called, and she, my cousin's name isn't Jane, but like my cousin Jane called and we were talking for 5 hours, blah, blah, blah. Like,
yes.
I could, if I said, oh, my cousin Jane called. She's like a sister to me. We were just talking, you know, like it kind
yes.
of
gives
it,
more context.
It paints more of a picture yeah. also. Yeah.
Right. Because sometimes we're not that close to our cousins. Right.
Right.
It
right.
just depends. Sure.
Yeah. Cousins are like a whole
thing. I yeah, have some cousins
like
that I've met like once in my life.
You're either extremely close or you have yeah. no relationship. It's just like kind
of. That might be something that's actually kind of different in the United States versus some of our listeners' countries. I mean, I have some cousins on my dad's side that I've only met once in my whole life.
Wow.
Right? Like that I don't really know very well. But vice versa, my niece has cousins that are like brothers and sisters to her. Mm-hmm. So it just depends on, you know, where these people live, how close is your parent to their
right,
parents.
Right, right,
it depends
right.
on a lot of things. But I think this is really good, guys. You know, in your conversations, you want to know where you stand. If someone says this to you, you may want to look at giving more time to them and putting them at a higher importance in your life if you didn't see them in the same way. Right.
right.
That's kind of interesting, too. Right, Michelle?
Yeah, absolutely. I love it. Yeah. So, I mean, guys, I think these are very useful for describing relationships in a way that sounds like concrete or makes sense
yeah.
to someone by giving a comparison. So use that construction like a blank.
Like a blank. It goes way beyond what you guys have learned in your textbook, you know, brother, sister,
yeah.
cousin,
oh, yeah.
mother. We're going way beyond that today. Good stuff, guys. If you love All Ears English, Michelle, what should our listeners do to make sure they don't miss a single episode of the show?
Make sure you follow us.
Yes, hit follow now, guys, and we'll see you back here very soon. Michelle,
right.
have a good one.
You too. Bye, Lindsay.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.